This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here's the headline from some of the news we're following here today at NPR News. Former governor of Massachusetts Mitt Romney withdrew his presidential nomination bid earlier today, speaking to the Conservative Political Action Conference here in Washington, D.C. Senator John McCain addressed that same conference later in the day. We'll hear some remarks from Senator McCain in a few minutes on this program. More later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. There's a story, maybe true, maybe not, of a challenge to Ernest Hemingway. Write a story in just 6 words. For sale, he wrote, baby shoes, never worn. A couple of years ago, the online magazine Smith adapted that challenge and asked readers to send the stories of their lives in just 6 words. Thousands have since arrived, some from famous people. Stephen Colbert wrote, well, I thought it was funny. Most from folks like you and me. I especially like Jancy Dunn's ABCs, MTV, SATs, THC, IRA, NPR. So tell us your life story in 6 words. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. I've posted my own 6-word memoir on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation, and you're welcome to share yours there as well. Many of the best submissions to Smith Magazine have been collected in a new book called Not Quite What I Was Planning, 6-word memoirs by writers famous and obscure. Editors Rachel Ferschleiser and Larry Smith join us now from our bureau in New York, and thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Neil.
And I can't believe the passion and interest that this excited since we announced it, what, less than 40 minutes ago or so. We've gotten hundreds of emails, people sending in 6-word memoirs. What a great idea.
It's a passion we share with you. When we posted the idea on our site about a year and a half ago, Smith Magazine, we said, can you tell a life story in 6 words, like Hemingway did? He told fiction. We're a memoir site, a storytelling magazine. 15,000 people in 2 months came bursting through our doors. They had so much to say. They were funny. They were sad. We were blown away by what people were capable of. And frankly, it really reassured us about the power of personal storytelling.
And reassured people that in a world where people are prolix to the nth degree, that people can be terse.
Well, less is more. Brevity is the soul of it and the soul of wit. And it boils down to life's essence. In the book, we have both famous folks and non-famous folks. Most of it are folks who've never been published anywhere. They're not going to write for The New Yorker. They're not going to have a best-selling memoir. And then other folks are very well known. Mario Batali, how many words have been written about Molto Mario? Amazing character. I love all those words about him. He sent in 7 life stories. The one we have in the book is brought it to a boil often.
And that's a great one. Yet, Rachel, a lot of these are, well, very, very personal, almost painful, some of them.
Yeah, we were really amazed. I think at first we thought people would try to be funny, they'd be clever, they'd be pithy. But people were so honest. People talked about how lonely they were, things they regretted. They really shared their sadness and fears, and it was really incredible.
Still brewing coffee for two. I'm not sure I got all the 6 words in there, but
I still make coffee for
two. I still make coffee for two. And yet, as you point out in the introduction to your book, you might have thought that reading it initially might have been a widower. It turns out?
He's about 28 or 29. He lives in San Francisco. He had just broken up with a girlfriend, and he was really upset. He's a lot better now. But it's amazing what you don't necessarily know about people.
And some of these are about roads not taken, children not had, children who died.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were so generous, these contributors, sharing their personal stories. I've been in touch with almost all 800 of them, and they've sent me pictures. The guy who wrote about the dead children had sent us a photo of these 2 tiny headstones that was so heartbreaking, and he was just willing to share it with strangers because I think sharing your story really helps in a lot of ways.
Let's share some of the ones we've gotten in by email. This from Reverend Jim, abandoned, adopted, Catholic, police officer, family, transformed. Redemptive. A lot of the ones seem to be redemptive, too.
You see life themes. There's a lot of stories in this book, 832. But you do see some common things, religion, babies, children, regrets. It's interesting. We got a number about Mormons, in the news today. About 5 minutes before we came on, I looked at the site because they keep coming in all the time. And Brian Duncan, we don't know Brian Duncan, he tells us, Not Mormon. I'm microphone singer now.
Here's one we got, and rye comes up a lot, too. This from Joey in Tucson, Arizona. Musician for life. Fries with that?
Burgers and fries did seem to be a sub-theme. A six-word memoir in the book is, I make burgers and fries.
There's actually a fries section in the index.
A fries section in the index. Let's get Carol on the line. Carol's calling us from Fremont, California.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. What's your six-word memoir?
Left-handed lesbian Polish rocket scientist.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Carol's got a lot going on. It reminds me of one of my favorites. Boyfriend in bed, still a lesbian?
Carol, thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Hector. Hector's with us from Arcata in California. Hector, you there?
Yeah, right here.
What's your six-word memoir?
Born poor, worked hard, died happy.
That's a good one, Hector. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Would you want that, Hector, on your headstone?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
That's not so bad.
No.
Thanks very much.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. That summing up the life in a few pithy words, that's part of the aim of what you're going here for.
Well, some of the stories are quite universal. Life is circular, caring for parents. Almost anyone can relate to that. Other stories tell a very, very personal narrative story. After Harvard, had baby with crackhead. Now, most of us didn't go to Harvard. Most of us didn't have a baby with a crackhead. But we can understand what that woman went through. She had an amazing life experience, and in six words, we've gotten a whole story. Very personal.
Here's one of those circular ones. This is from David in Little Rock. Sleep, work, eat, rinse, and repeat. Let's do, this is Matt. Matt with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, mine's good bad luck, bad good luck.
That's not too bad either. And again, might fit on the headstone.
Yeah, not too bad.
And that reminds us why the number six is just so magical. Something works about it. You have the symmetry of 3 and 3, and you have the 2, 2, 2, and for whatever reason, 5 isn't the word, and it's not 7. 6 words is the way to tell a short, short life story.
Whose was it that, and thanks very much for the call, Matt, whose was it that was on the 7th word he rested?
That's Stephen Dubner, the co-editor of Freakonomics. Co-author, sorry, we're co-editors.
Let's see if we can go now to, this is Brend. Brend with us from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hi.
Hi, Brend.
Hi, my story would be, never loved, always rejected, good anyway.
Huh. Wow.
And you know what I like so much about what Brend just said is that the first two words she said were my story. And as we see these six-word memoirs come in on our site and we collected the best, not so much the best, but a selection for the book, each time I see a six-word memoir come on the site, a little, bell goes off. My heart just races a beat because it just means so much that people are willing to be so intimate with perfect strangers. And to tell your story, as you know, there's all sorts of great storytelling avenues these days. To tell your story, I think, is the start of something, bigger and better maybe in your own life.
Brenda, thanks very much.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk with Brian. Brian's with us from Rehoboth, Delaware.
Hi.
You there, Brian?
Yeah, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. You're on the air. Go ahead. What's your six-word memoir?
Oh, gifted, anguished, medicated, phoenix, potential, exercised.
All right, thanks very much for that. Here's an email we got from Roxanne. It says it needs to be done in a Germanic Heidi Klum accent, which I'm not going to try to approximate on the radio. Either you're in or you're out. Defending an America like a farmer would. That's from Major Walker, who's interested, wanted to send that in. My six words, writes Joe Neuse, I knew, don't know, might know. And there's a lot of them like that in this book, too.
Well, there's a lot of hope and optimism across the book. There's a whole range of emotions. It's a fun little book, But on the other hand, you're flipping through it, and you go through a whole range of emotions, anguish, laughter, candor, intimacy. It's a very weird experience to go through the book and realize how close you feel to some of these folks.
Probably worried for nothing, I know. That from Alyssa in Tucson, Arizona. Indiana Jones in the female form from Jana in Napa, California. My beautiful wife is my life. That from Al. And there are certainly tributes and, of course, a lot of painful recollections of significant others in the book.
Absolutely. We have one from a young widower who sent me a picture of his beautiful bride. People are willing to share so much. But despite how sad some of it can be, Most of all, the book is fun. People pass it around. People make them up for each other. You bring it to a dinner party and conversations just go crazy. I really think that the fun of it sort of overtakes the sadness, but I'm glad that it has both.
Libby writes us from Sacramento, California. As an avid knitter, I've been assured by my family that my six-word memoir will also be my epitaph. Just let me finish this row.
Well, I think we've all been there. There's a woman named Michelle who's in the book, and she says, "We were our own Springer episode." Who hasn't felt that at some point in their life, if not, frankly, each day?
Here's one from Lisa in Tallahassee, 51, and still in school.
There were a lot about higher ed.
Yes. Melissa writes us, "As a mother, paraeducator, and horticulturalist, I painted, I nurtured, they grew." So that's people looking almost for adages sometimes.
There's some of that. There's some of life philosophies that come out. One of my favorite is a very light one, but it says so much about this woman. A sundress can cure life's woes. A sundress has cured many of my woes, and I wasn't even wearing the sundress.
This one from Mike in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fork in road, took left turn. And words of wisdom, how can I? That from Steve Griffin in Tampa, Florida. And inevitably, Larry Smith and Rachel Ferschleiser, you're going to be asked for your own six-word memoirs.
Absolutely. Mine is bespectacled, besneakered, read and ran around. I sort of invented the word besneakered, but I really think it speaks to me.
It's going to be in the OED next edition.
Thanks.
And yours, Larry?
A little tricky for the radio, but you can come up with whatever image you like. Big hair, big heart, big hurry.
Rachel Ferschleiser and Larry Smith are co-editors of the book that's called Not Quite What I Was Planning, Six-Word Memoirs by Writers Famous and Obscure. They're collected from Smith Magazine, which is an online publication. And is this, you think that you're going to be soliciting these for as long as you can imagine?
As long as they keep coming, we'll keep taking them in. It's amazing to go on the site. We feature some of our favorites every day. And if you can't get enough, you can read all of them as they come in. It's an overwhelming amount of wonderful life stories, six words at a time.
Thank you both very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Larry Smith and Rachel Ferschleiser joined us from our bureau in New York. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.